proper time to sleep is Bashloras Aboker. That means anytime after Chatzos, the Pashtus, until the Ashloras are over. What is that? The traditional accepted view is Arof HaShachar. Is that like 5 o'clock today? Who knows? What's the secret? What's the next? 6 something? 6 something. Wait a minute. 30. Right, so I have a cooler. That is based upon a Vilna Goyen. Arof HaShachar, that maybe a person can have the right time for sleep, it's going to be as late as until the first time for sleep, as late as they come. It's perfect. It's finished before, it's finished when you give a meal before late. Night before is no good. Well, it depends when. You wait to come down. 10 to 1, whatever it is. That's the wildest. Okay? So that's the best, that's maybe the best time even. But that's hard to know which is better. If you get up late, most of us, you can sleep until 7 o'clock, that's so bad. That's so bad. If you sleep until 10 o'clock at night, it's a very major shiver. Whoa. Mr. Brewer is very much against it, you can't even answer with them. If you look in the individual source, the Rav Zakuta, thought about a Shari Shuva, he goes much, afraid to say the word. Somebody caught on, they all caught on to the few people stuck in difficult situations, but that's how it's caught on. The Roman Pulse Commission shouldn't be done. Alice. Alright, the first you should dive in the top of place on the road. That's the Ramah Tosa, the Papa Chazan, and she was top of the atmosphere. It made the fair there for Shoshana, quoted in the Makaba. In America, Alabama should fast and we have to fast. The other ones want to fast tomorrow, have to do the day, whole day, I don't know, whole day, swear. But most of us eat breakfast in the morning, so that's what should be the worst of it. Yeah. That's the name, Tash is not about you. Many of us do it, but Tash is not a Chatzilah. It is a Chatzilah. I don't know. That's much more than Taboker. What? Oh, four Chatzos is the word. Four Chatzos is the Chatzilah, whatever that means. I don't know what the word means myself, practically, but it doesn't the Chatzilah. Can't touch it. Only one night a year, somebody has a Yom Kippur night. Doesn't sleep in four Chatzos. Otherwise, out. Here's the one, my most popular cool of the year comes up right over here. The Al-Batim is the one thing they like for me. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gimel, that Rosh Hashanah, there's no Tachnun, but in Slichas, there is Tachnun. And the reason it's given is because there's both years, of course, we take Tachnun before Rosh Hashanah. Even though it may happen that it goes beyond and it's a quirky case, we still don't say, Tachlis. In my opinion, is except those who dive in at 1 in the morning should say Tachlis Beta. Those who dive in any other hour but 1, it's almost impossible to finish Tachlis before Alos, if we finish by 5 o'clock. We finish by 5 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning. So that's the rarity, that the top of the earth is exactly for now for care. You should not say top at Erev Rosh Hashanah sleep. So that's my most popular stock. They're always late about the bottom. You know, I usually got myself in the office and takes an hour and a half. And they're ready, you know, getting antsy, you know. And all of a sudden I just jump at the top and I just say, Kai Saskaba, there are 5 pages at the top of the name of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Skip the whole thing. Oh, the rabbi's a good guy. So, popular stuff. Okay. Yeah, the minute goes mikveh Rosh Hashanah. Very strong minute, everyone should try to go to the mikveh. Is it all possible? Can't you can't. I mean, it's honest. It's not a din. It's only a minute. You can't go to the mikveh, take a shower, Rabbi Sai. Foolish, Mr. Brewer. What is that? Foolish. Man, the upper little bit should clean up. Here, this group, a group of Tisha Kabanayim, right? And I should go to take a shower. I assume that people take, they feel take a shower even on a different day, because I was a shower. I mean, I've got a kipper. 2 years, twice a year a shower. Yeah? Oh, funny, Mr. Brewer here. The Yak and Lippo had sharp bottom cut off for you, Kyoto.
And where the world was coming from? Where did it come from? You can get me a Kyoto, I can figure it out. I never can figure it out. You have a Kyoto or anything like that? You know what it is? You know what it is?
Lucky, but sorry. I don't see any reason in the world to wait until Shaw comes back. I don't know what he's talking about. What's the difference? Some of the mixers that make everyone crazy, they go so late, like a Michigan Riverdale. 2 o'clock close. Why? Have to prepare for the women. That's what I have a Kabbalah for my post. They're often here in Roy's attire. One man makes the mixer dirtier than 100 women. Sorry, Kabbalah. Can I tell you? It takes a few hours. So you have to clean the whole place out. That takes the dirtiest 2 days of the year, of course, and I make the Arab Hashanah go here. You got to clean the whole place out from the beginning. Then you have to fill it up and you have to heat it up. It takes hours. So 2 o'clock close. Some guys, I'm not going to come to the mikvah until Chatzayis, so now before Chatzayis, they won't get in until 12 o'clock. It's crunch time. And the Venir Zaiti, I don't see any reason, I want to argue with Chayot, but I don't see any reason why a person can't go to the mikvah early in the morning. As a matter of fact, this morning they announced the shul. The mikvah will be open from early in the morning until 2 o'clock. So the person in charge of the clock, starting at 4:30 in the morning, it's open. Kabbalah, doing that. 4:30 in the morning, it's a good time.
Bush Akron.
You were coming with your hair wet. So I had a slate that told me, you only have problems with two kinds of guys with the filling. So the Yeshivish guys never have problems with the filling. Only the Hasidishes, so they walk in their head dripping wet and they run their head in and the ruins of filling. Or the Wayu guys take showers with Bush Akron. Only the two guys that kill the Shalom Sharon. The Yeshivish guys, neither here nor there, so they're having a problem with the filling. I try Shaman. That's kind of shamat. I don't know what that means exactly. That's kind of shamat. Okay, here we go. Where's the chatos? Lo yachtem litzko at shah kodach chatos ayom. No source, no reason, nothing. I don't know what he's talking about. I can't understand what he wants. I don't know, what can I do? So the idea is that means that we can go as early as we want to the morning or go to the mikveh without a problem. Whenever you want, you go. Fine. I don't know. After Chatzot, you say that. Vaz. Oh. The kick the Nimrat, I'm going to go to the Rosh Hashanah. I'm seeing that, I think, when? 10:35? Strange time. 10:35, I'll be here, Mr. Shem. Now I'll give you a schmooze, a little bit about, because when I skip now, I'll talk about that. Very important in Yonim. We won't go into that right now. Kit the Nimrat, here we talk about the davening, which everybody knows, the Nikum Mavzer, Evan has a Mavzer. You don't need me to tell you about the Mavzer, the Mavzer is perish. What? Changes in the Mavzer. Few changes I make in the Mavzer. We went through this a few years already. Very few changes. I don't like making any changes, frankly. But I have from the start from my Rebbe, from my Soloveitchik, a few changes. One change is in the Zichronos. So Shvera taught me about the promise. One of the simplest, Zedekah also is also Hanan Viratam Hashem, which means God made a monument to his wonders and he's very merciful. What does it do with the promise? The promise means that the Shvera remembers, right? All the Sukkot. Because the Shvera remembers this, he remembers this, he remembers this. Zedekah also is also. He made a monument to his wonders. Who will Hashem remember it? So they saw him. And the Rabbah was a mistake. He said, if you look at the next couple, they, some people say, Shachar Spada, say, Shachar Mishkar Shachar. They, if you're off the close of Chan of the Rach and Hashem, Terech, not of the Reyot, he is called the Olam Brito. Oh, that's Kaf, he's called the Brito, you'll remember. But the first is a mistake. So I had a pastor, I don't skip it, because I'm about to get upset. I say, Vinamar, I say the two stuck together. And he had a pastor, Vinamar, my own pastor, which I would sort of recommend you a different one. Zachal ola viso, zava tila ola dom. Sure. So that's one change that I have. in the mouth. That's about all the only change I have from my Rebbe. How about my Rebbe? Other than that, even some of the other things we don't put in for other reasons. What else? One second, what did he say? After Chatzot? Yeah. Where did it say before? Roll to the octave, and now before Chatzot. I don't understand. Right. Okay, shofar. Anybody blowing shofar? Anybody? So in case they go out there and shofar, what's going to be the review? You're not blowing it though. No one is doing anything anyway. We don't have any popcorn, so let's skip a little shofar. It's pointless. Okay. Next. Okay, after the fruit, we're almost finished now. All right. No talking between the European and the Sunday. No talking. All right. Right there. Right there. I'm going to finish it. Okay. We'll talk about Beth Hashem tonight. We'll have a fast Beth Hashem and a whole discussion. That's tonight's show. Forget about it. What about sleeping? Whoa. Sleeping. The Torah, first, doesn't sleep, the Rosh Hashanah. Well, what does that mean? What do you mean, don't sleep Rosh Hashanah? So, we don't understand exactly what it is. It's based upon a thing with Yerushalmi. Mad is Dama Rosh Hashanah, Dama Mazlo. One who sleeps in Rosh Hashanah is Mazlo sleep. That's exactly when does it mean? When shouldn't you sleep? So the meaning is you don't sleep by day, Rosh Hashanah. However, the Arizal says if you don't sleep in the morning, a Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Everyone sleeps in the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So I don't know if who's right. So the minute you throw, if you don't go to sleep in bed, you sleep on a chair. I mean, yeah. You learn in a chair and you fall asleep. But everyone's supposed to dunk from all the sleepers. That's our minute. You sit in a chair. And then the chances are very strong that they're not going to sleep the whole time. Okay. What can you do? I don't know. You can't help them. I don't know. I don't know what makes the difference. The Ramah has a Russian, no against tradition, but Russia, Yom Rosh Hashanah. We shall be minute nothing of it. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, most of you shall be, that we have to have told you to sleep already. You can sleep already. The Maram slept Rosh Hashanah. Here's the key line. The Yoshev Botel to Yoshev Gop. With the fasting is like you're sleeping. Hayatim says, after you finish lunch, you should learn. When Rosh or Kovet, all of you should not, then you have to level all day. Mainly you'll fall asleep. What can I tell you? The problem is we sleep west, every Jew here is going to sleep after all of the next. Right, who dives before 7 in this room? Who dives before 7? Nobody. So they're not going to get up to 12 before night to come. So our mother's mother is sleeping anyway. But, you go to regular minyan. You go to the best for the most, not the sheep, the minyan they die for the most kavanah. That's the sheepish, that's the sheepish. You can die in the yeshiva, you can probably still get 8 No, you have protection. You still get 8 receipts. So you have to still draw die in the yeshiva. Can't? Diving in the minimum of the most kavanah. That's it. It doesn't matter when they dive. It matters how they dive. I mean, it's my Krishna. No, it's my Krishna. I'm just shocked. I can't believe that. I'm going to dive early enough. So that's all. This is the end of the Rosh Hashanah. Finished. Any questions? Yeah. The kid is the break. I'm talking about that. I'm against the break, the eating for two reasons. Two reasons I'm against eating. One of them is because you're not supposed to eat because of Kiyoshofa. because Hankin went wild. He went so wild as to say that they have to eat the foot so they can't go so long and they can't. It's better blow 30 curlers. Look at this. I'm really sprinting in his head. Blow 30 curlers. And then go eat. Make a whole big deal. We're not talking. So I'll take 12, 30 curlers, and then go eat. To my knowledge, no one in the world does that. I'm looking at Ezra's terror. I mean, here at Ezra's terror, somebody does. Because of Hankin's memory. Maybe someone he died. I never had any shul to fire Hankin in this matter. Shtibla, and even from the Shiva, they make a break with 40. Hey, I'll do one. I thought it can't be out there, did it that way. And the Shtibla can do it that way. They did some yeshivas, I think yeshivas in the river, they also did some yeshivas in that way. That's the minute, they go so long, Chaim Balin did it that way. But they go so long, they're going to plot them, can't handle it. My show would never allow it. For two reasons. Number one, the first reason is, because once you get the Balabatim out, Bob get it back. This is a story of here. Once they go out to the Kiddush, not so close, it breaks the whole mood of concentration. They'll take together back into the candle. Reason number one, I want to say. Reason number two, so when it starts tonight, Mr. Shem and Tashir, they have more rights to stay in shul, let the chatzot. My reason, Mr. Shem and Tashir, let the chatzot. The Tashis made you so prepared to let the chatzot. Tashis. Not even this year, the first day of Shabbat. Well, we thought that's going to be the topic of the next year. The fashion might be issued also no fast Passover. What? No, on the mobile, you have to Shabbat, yes. Maybe not even on Rosh Hashanah. Time tonight, 10:35. Let's find out. That's what I'm supposed to go through. We don't allow it. But we don't finish. We don't go so late. We end with just a little less of ourselves. So, no. We get a little hungry. You know what I did, no? It was something I've already done. So I'm opposed to that minute. If you're diving in the shoe, so then anyway, and they're going to go left the diving at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to faint. Then it's going to look at it. You're going to go until 1, 2, and then it should not be so. Yes? I can't avoid this now. You can't argue with Kiddush. Of the four chakras. Oh. What I used to do all the years, for many years, I made it go to Rosh Hashanah, or to make a special effort to drink water before Shabbat. 2 weeks. One, I shouldn't be involved in the reason any kindness got to show them, if it should need to. Two, the chakras helps you out, drink a little water. And it's good to have water before chakras, Hayodua. So I discovered a point to the Rambam, it's also to have water before chakras. So I stopped that. I have nothing. Well, I don't have anything yet. Yes, I'm a poor kid. It's not eating anything. Yes, you are. No, the minig is, my knowledge, second night the shadow chef. Y'all never know the shadow with a charming little fruit. But the minig is the first thing, Kiddush, Meshach Yonah. Then you take the loose food, make a bar for your aid, and you have in mind, which Shachyana made a minute ago, should take a facility. You refer to the food as well. That's the minute you throw. Before I'm out here, no? No? After I'm out here? What do you guys do? We have a lot of people in the room. What do you do? What do you do next year? Before I'm out here, no? That's what I thought. Before I'm out here. Yeah? After I'm out here? What do you do before I'm out here? Yeah. Oh, the first night, apple, I think it's after I'm off, you know? Thanks. Put the apple in the honey. It's after I'm off. It's after I'm off. Thanks. Yeah. Every day? Yeah. It doesn't say the favorite, but it's looking around. Mayim, Aravim, Acholim, a lot of drink water, but the average person is not. So I give you... I guarantee you'll survive. You're in good health, you'll survive, and it's cut your beard, kip a little bit. Good. Okay, any more questions? I'm going to shut up before we go back to Gideon. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. In my opinion, there's no food today that's going to shut down. Why? You can get every single fruit in any store. You go down there to the Manhattan, the West Side, get any fruit you want all year long. The whole idea was in those years, it's seasonal. You didn't see a peach until June of every year. You didn't see an orange until October. That was a cyclical. Shechi Yonah, like my dad, it's another season. Today, what season? Anything, you want any food you want, go down to the West Side. Flows. Flows to the better side, but I'll tell you the truth, I have a problem with clothes too. I don't even treat Shrek Sharon on clothes, but today, clothes. Nothing. Let's close. You know, used to be in the old years, a person would buy a kapata, a suit, twice or three times in his life. His wedding was the first. Until then, it was nothing. It was a hand-me-down. It was didn't pay to buy it. You were always growing. You turned 18 when you got married. And then already, that's when you bought your first suit. I'm serious. Your next suit, you were designed to buy, and you married the first child. That's a matter of grandchild, you know, the reserve for them to serve them up. But that was it. Every 20-something years, you buy a suit. That's already your answer. I'm not sure if you're not. Mine is that. Today, you're going to sit in bed, pick up three. So it's a... What was that? You're getting excited about a suit. So I have a fruit. Because to be honest, it's not in a minute draw. But the night that we pass on the road, folks, you know, and we're shopping on the second day, and you're quiet. It should be anything. It should be an apple fruit. You use a kind of the most obscure, outlandish, crazy food I can find. That's what you say. You make it more crazy. Terrible. Yes. Louder. You really require something out of, I guess if a person buys a new car, he's really excited about it. A new house. Something really exciting makes something out of. If you buy a new car, if you're a son, hey, it's a new one. I want to buy a new car. And after the car, Yehuda, is only for you. If the car you share with your brother, it's a 12 by Mason race. Share with your wife, don't mention if wife car. You don't share with your wife. A new corporate. Every year I sign a new car, which is your wife can't have the keys. Hey. Plus, Kaya Star will talk about that for real. But, I don't recommend that for real. That's not. Yes? Should we give all the money? Yeah. Whatever you do. That's not my game at all. We don't do anything else. Yeah. It's a new food, everyone takes. I mean, the minute you get to put on the table, and everyone takes to make the bar great. They all, most of these spit it out that they're monstrous. Not that they're, but they like it. Okay. Any more challenges for Shoshana? Yes, Shlomo.
Horseradish. Same way to horseradish.
Same way to nuts. Well, nuts about nuts. They don't have nuts for eggs. Eggs are going to be a chait. Eggs are going to be a chait. I'll tell my brother something from the Balanitra. Kiddush, I'm married to Kiddush. People don't care about these nuts. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Shuvah, some place Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It's everything might be a chet. My brother's putting it in the tower. It's like a Bala Musa. Chet is the Gematria chet. More important there than not there for chet. But I don't know, this is such chetish, Mr. Brewer. I won't say walnuts, I can do all the favorites I want. I'll tell you, have walnuts, and don't do any favorites. It's a better deal. Can't think about it again. Okay, about that. I'm going to finish. Big mathematical win. Can't think about it again. Okay, about I was just thinking, you know, if you want to find Gittin, or we're learning Gittin to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Mamish, because it's the Torah, the Kippur, the Kippur, the that's what we're talking about. Right? The Kippur, the Kippur, the Kippur, the Kippur, the Kippur, Mamish, also can get to that Gimel Dalet. Mamish, in none of the Oma. The Kippur, the Kippur, who, who? Wow. And we'll talk about that a little more tonight at 10:35. Let's see. Okay, about that. Back to the wars. Okay, let's say one more thing about Monday, which is Tom Gedalia. She'll be a little before 12. I assume 1:30 is minimum. She'll be a little before 1:30. We'll start a little before 12. Okay? Fine. On both sides. Yesterday, Remember, at the beginning of this year, we started ad-libbing about the Shitas HaRambam coming from Akash and Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. And I started saying, well, the Rambam, you can't bring riots in those stories, but the Rambam is really against the whole social system. So all Shekivanti. Looking up later, I found what I said, it's not word for word, in the Imre Moshe, in the same sentence. Simon says, Zion is caught on Aleph. He first quotes that the Poshik Shach in the Rambam is that a star moment works with no Adam whatsoever, no Tassima, no Adam Asira. How did he hear it from? The Mori and Rabbi Akrach is that star. And he took a Rav Chaim to break the conventional wisdom. Because it's close to the Quran of the Rambam, it's close to inconceivable that you have a star with no Adam. Because it means you have Adam Asira. So Rav Chaim says, no! The Rav Chaim was a revolutionary of that magnitude. He said, that's not what the Rambam said. Oh, that's not what the Rambam said. He's an Ebrei Shammah, he's an Ebrei Shammah, or Ebrei Shammah, neither. That's the Tarek Aleph Halacha Zayin Hilchus Nidre, so Tarek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, and Hilchus Gerushin, he's bothered to say the same exact thing when it comes to a get. Let it work with nothing, with no Ebrei Shammah, with no Ebrei Shammah, it's not to be considered a star. The answer is, he'll tell me what he means. With no doors, while Dinkim Adam Dabi, when it comes to get Tav Lachayim, crisis, patience. We'll come back to that in a little while. The Rambam says, it's inconceivable that a woman is assumed to be married today, and tomorrow suddenly she's not married, and there's no Adam. That can't be. The Rambam said it's sort of as a kind of a slurra, Tarek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. That's the slush we read yesterday, and she is impossible. Yesterday she was married, and today she's not married. It's impossible. It's impossible. It doesn't exist. That's what Rambam is saying. But you can't bring any riots as far as that Rashi, that's what Bezos says. That's what he says over here. We'll come back to Rambam a little bit later. I want to get to this. Hold on. I want to get to everything in order. And I'm going to try to go the order I can. And, you know what? I'll go out of order. Go out of order, I want to go out of order. So on the job I'm already. A little bit out of order. You remember we saw Iran yesterday, turn again to the Iran, because I happen to be both open to. Once it's open, I'll have some stuff to say from him. Then we had the Iran, which we had trouble with at the end of middle of yesterday's year. The very top on page, Mem, Chesem and Al, the very first word. She had called him a moment, Lama lo tichwos begitin. That's the Iran's cash against the Rambam. So yes, what in heaven's name is he talking about? We know the obvious difference between one and the other is what? That when it comes to Mamad Al-Dawah is bowed in to me, when it comes to get, so it's just demonstrated without a doubt, but it cannot say Al-Dawah is bowed in to me, why not? Chav L'Acherim. Who's Chav L'Acherim? What's Chav L'Acherim? Chav L'Acherim means... You remember the very last line of Tosfos? Literally the very last line of Tosfos. How did he explain? He said, Kiddush and Asa L'Akrovim, with the Gerash and Asa L'Akrovim. The Rashba argues. It's a breakthrough against memory emotion. The same piece of the Tazayan, the Tosfos says. The Rashba says, no. What do you mean he makes Asa to a Kohen? She's Asa to a Kohen before, she's an ancient dish. Let me just do a call. Hold on, you mean a case, in a remote case, that she is married now, she's going to get, become a widow later on, she's also calling 30 years from now, she's happened to survive longer than her husband, that's not called Chav L'Acherim. Why not she's married to this guy? Huh? Doesn't make a difference, but it's not going to be a nice Chav L'Acherim. That's what the rest of the Purush. Get is not called Chav L'Acherim. Purush, black and white. Purush or Rashba in Yevamis, that's Lam and Al. Black and white. That's the Moshe. If that's the case, we understand. If the Rana, like the Rashba, we understand this cash over here. The Rana is saying, like this. Shemoya called him a moment. Love a lot of to get in. Why shouldn't the woman come to Gittin? And don't tell me Chav L'Acherim. Because Gittin is not Chav L'Acherim. I, do you mean to tell me that according to the Ran, if a man gives his wife a get and nobody's looking, but I'll produce a video, today's world, I'll produce a video of the man giving his wife a get, I'll show the video with big letters, big letters, and I'll show, take the paper, give it to the video, and they walk into bed, and you may tell me it's good according to the Ran. So the answer is no, it's no good. You know why it's no good? See that video. The video maybe gets complicated matter. Stop! Man walks in and says, I divorced my wife. She said, yes, it's true. He gave me the get. Here's the get he gave me. Well, they ate him? No. And it's a Sima? No. And it's a Sima? No. But wait, believe us. Rambam says it can't be. That's the Rambam got it. It's not for this story. It just can't be. I don't know he got it from. It can't be. It's impossible. It wouldn't work. Says the Moshe, Brisk Rosh Shiva, like this. Therefore, when it comes to getting all you need is a week in effect, absolute Hokoka Barura. And Hokoka Barura, then it works. When it comes to Kiddushin, you need Eidim Mamish. We always put Kiddushin and getting together. We're so under the spell of the last line of Tosa. Kiddushin getting the same. So the Gemara of Kavla Chayim is only found in one place to Shach. Kiddushin Tama Chayim is made. Only going on Kiddushin. Yes, certainly Kavla Chayim. Woman could be anyone in this room could marry, and all of a sudden you get no one's allowed to marry. Kavla Chayim for the whole world. Not Kavla Chayim. But yet there's no such Gemara. So therefore the Rashi says it's not Kavla Chayim. So the Rashi presumably would follow suit, and they follow the Rambam's explanation why if they walk into court and they got divorced, you know the steps. It's impossible. They don't have a fuck up where it works. Therefore he's following it. Look at this interesting idea. What did I have to say over there in Yavama? The Kiddushin of Bikstav Yad is no good. Because the Bikstav Yad of Yad is good, but Kiddushin is no good. Because the Lecha Mishnah in Ilkut Yishud, Terek Gimel, Lecha Gimel, who says, Rabotai, believe it or not, a guest made a Hasim and Noah Yemetzir is good. Before Shabbat Terek Aleph Alecha Yudala Tezvah, right after that. Kiddushin, not good. He never said it. You give it over in front of Adam. In fact, that's the mission. Why did he say the rib, grandma's at the rib, that Adam Kasima also works? The answer is it won't work. Why won't it work? It's easy so. When you need a day kium, because it's Kavla Kherin. And that's why those then won't work, because it's Kavla Kherin. You need Adam Mamish, except no substitute. Adam means Adam who saw the man give the get. Excuse me. For the man gave the star Kiddushin over to the woman. The same as like Kiddushin Keter. And to see the man give the ring to the woman. No answer to bus. The man mocked on it. And to watch the ring. Giving the ring much. That's a chumrit. Ooh, wow. But when it comes to a get, if it's not Kavla Chayim, it doesn't matter, you know, Chokha Barura, because it's impossible, the woman just suddenly be divorced with no insufficient proof. Then, Eidei Chassima, with an Anansad, they had to get married, it must have been the way he gave it to her. That works. That's a very remarkable thing. No, Doss found it as such that the man got divorced by wife. Everyone agreed that it's not acceptable. The Rambam says, can't be. Woman's divorced. Just like this, that's a simple talk on the intention of divorce. That's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. But in effect, he's saying is, you need a Chokha Barura. Right? And then if you gave it over to him without a Chokha Barura, so then even Klapa Shmayan will get, the Rambam says. That's what it sounds like. It sounds that way. Klapa Shmayan will get the lack of a Chokha Barura. But if there was a Chokha Barura to Eidei Chassima, who gave it to the husband, and now the wife pulled out his medicine, he must have given it to her. The Ron's Lord worked only by Gittin and not by Kiddushin, claims the Imre Moshe. That's explained to Ron, that's the Ron later on. The Ron's cash over here too. In my account of a moment, Lama lo tikro speak Gittin, washing the work by Gittin as well. Washing the work by Gittin as well. Because Eidei Chassima no Eidei Mesir, which work by Gittin, as well, the same as my mom. Either Rabban said no, the Chodor Baal didn't work my mom up, I guess. No, but the Rav the Shita so. The Rav the Shita so. Oh, that get is not the same as Kiddushin. Nafakabura. That's what he calls later on. It doesn't seem like Eden Mitzira. Yes, let it work over here as well. Right? There's a problem which we'll put in the disposal next week. Well, the Rambam does. The Rambam, the Torah has to buy into the Rambam series. Why? Because the Rambam says, I've made a mysterious currency, and you can see what's good enough. Well, that is a mysterious. I ain't never should be able to call it Mishnah. Yes, that's the Rambam said, it's enough of a Kabura. No, it's enough of a Kabura, then the Rambam's kasha comes back. So we'll discuss that with you next week, the other terrorists. Maybe the Rambam's also has lost over yesterday. Easy after. Maybe that easy after, which will come back to next week to send the Rambam. Okay, I used to be digression based upon our mentioning of this Rambam, Tariq Allah, the face of the Savior and Revolution. Let's go now back to the actual wars we began yesterday. Let's go immediately to the Ramban of Muhammad Hashem, how he fights within the wars. I mean, literally, the wars of God, Muhammad Hashem, how the Ramban is fighting off the kashas against the rift. Very important to know. The Muhammad is the Ramban fighting against the Balamor. The Balamor attacked the rift, the Muhammad defends the rift. When the Ravid attacked the rift, they must defend the rift. Now notice that this is where Muhammad, because the Rabban is much more deferential towards the Ravid than towards the Balamor. Balamor, he bashes, he calls his name. But the Ravid is very deferential. Very deferential. Yeah, whenever there's a Ravid, the same as good. Everything was almost very good. I'm also operating into my beautiful, brand new Mukhamet Hashem. It's been paid Yud Gimel on this edition. Those who don't have it, have to read the old edition. I have Rachmanis on you. But I read it for many years that way too, so it will be one more year. Okay. I'm reading from the Ramban. You will notice that a good chunk of the Ramban is Chazor. The Ran quoted it. But there are many new things the Ran didn't talk about. Let's see. Omar Kose. She said, I'll take a material kasha. Zu ena kushya. What I'm saying? Zu ena kushya. She either or my cane, and I said, I'll take a material kasha. Yes, the mashma sha'af edi chasiva kasha. Kaloma, she na get kores, achi yu sham edi chasima, ve edi mitzira. Ve edi mitzira. That's what he says. He would have had both. That's what he would have thought. That's what he said. And that's just to add this. Look how Tila and Abitur ate a Mitzvah as well. In fact, look how Tila need both. So we do today. Why need both? Shalom say, Tzvichel Lishmo Gidlo Lekaimo. We require Moshka to remain on the Atmos up. The Lord Shaft and then up ate a Mitzvah Kaisi, period. End of the first paragraph. He did a very beautiful shot in the eager of its offer. The Lechatzila. Remember, the Rav said at the very end that the wise are out there with more quiet and the Lechatzila. He means any Mitzvah Lechatzila as opposed to a case where you have only Eidei Chasima. Why? Because Eidei Chasima, going to the Rav's theory, are doubling as Eidei Mitzvah, better to do the original. To love the Shavar. According to the Rabban, it's about the Shavar. All the Rav is saying, you should have Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mitzvah. It's like a, what do you call a belt and suspenders. You should have Eidei Chasima, if Eidei Mitzvah died. She can get divorced and dancing with the guest. And she made a mystery, they should lose the guest. She made a mystery. They're still alive. So that's what it means, the Chatzila. It's not a love this at all. It's to be a practical matter. That's paragraph one. Sounds like a five, gosh. Ubala Mari Kifano, paragraph two. Mitshuva Shaydan Mamish. When? Messiah. The Mokom Shem Kol Shoshol, for the Golod Gatayu, they are Nakfidin on Akodem Chavero. A few Zenith of Shakur Zemilcha, Aim Zeh. What's the next word? Hi, what's the next word? How you spell it? Zayin, Vav, Chav, Reish? Aim Zeh, don't tell me that. What does it mean? What does it mean? The Kwanis, put it in the sense of Kwanis. Aim Zeh, don't tell me that. What does it mean? I think it's a typo. I just mean, ain't there, so heavy there. It's an obvious title, but what gives me pause, in the new print they have again, Zohar. It's very kind to the others. What's going on over here? We should write a letter to these old other people. You ever hear an address in the front? Well, some of them were passed to Ezra Stern. The address? Did they ask, yes? Yeah? Javier, do me a favor. The Torah Park. This is 39th in Brooklyn. Okay? Send him a letter. Are you already sick? There should be a Zohar every day. Okay? Zohar every day? Really? Ain't there Zohar every day? Maybe. I thought it should be typo. Okay. Huh? Did they look up to the Yahya, or they just put a punctuation? Let's look at the sign. Shim Ta'ah. Now here's the line. So now it's clear. There's a new line. Did they run out of the ocean? Ain't there Zohar Mizeh? I don't think so. Then we would have seen how he took it. He paraphrased. He paraphrased the Ran. Didn't have it in the Ran. Now that he even omitted certain things. The Ran omitted the next line. We're both that. Remember to the next one. Shim Tomar Kotav of Moshe Lerishim. The Shuv and the Yochel Lach Bobo of the Silver Shani. Woo-hoo! The Rabban is suggesting a possibility that if you wrote and gave document to Reuven, you can no longer back out. And maybe you can no longer write another document to Shimon. He's not sure. Shim Tomar. He's not sure. Even if that's true, Dina the Chalukah Shita Tzera Amei. It's more common what we call, listen carefully, Kosav, Mosar, is more common than Kosav, Mosar. Is that clear, everybody? I say that again. It's more common, I spoke in English, it's more common that he wrote A and wrote B and then gave A or B in the other one, than that he wrote A and gave it and then he wrote B. Why? Once you already gave A, you start writing B, they'll say, what are you crazy? You already gave it A. So he writes it. Well, all the dishes never don't be cloud. The came as a cause of the month of Allah, who's Allah? The recipient, the first recipient, the fire same kusa. Tell the world, hey, I just bought this house. Hey, close it because of the shady, because it's a rarity. Built up, lack of the name of Shuda, Rabbi Meir. Let's come back later to discuss this unclear part of the Ramban. He's not sure, what does it mean in the case of Kosta Abu Mosar, whether he can either back out or whether he can write a new star. It's unclear. Small couple of them. Then I feel the way that I made him and it's not with the Adam Kosher. I'm going to ask him to come to the Adam Kosher. I'm going to ask him to come to the Adam Kosher. I'm going to ask him to come to the Adam Kosher. I'm going to ask him to come to the Adam Kosher. I'm going to ask him to come to the Adam Kosher. I'm going to ask him to come to the Adam Kosher. I'm going to ask him to come to the Adam Kosher. I'm going to ask him to come to the Adam Kosher. I'm going to Shalom, there's a scene of the shooter she could say. Period. Clear?
Yeah. Is that only one answer? Is
that only one answer? One
answer.
One answer again. Around quarters, it's just not a few points out. And here's the point we just spoke about a few minutes ago. Gee, tell him a new paragraph. Here's the question. Mysterious Michelle comes first. Whoever gave the first word. You tell him next paragraph. Came to the star, played a mysterious book, we're going to get a steamer. Still, I'm going to get a mysterious book. The answer is two answers. Go to the Ramban. The Dina Imam is confused about this debate, don't we? The Yod, I'm a Shudah. I mean, I'm not giving the future of the Sakhas, the Rishim, and the Shani Yitro. Sure, I feel that the Skir Epshel is Shabbat to the Vatakas. You're on the Pesach. We stay in Zolka Kiyechot. I'm a Shabbat, you can give it to both the same exact second. I feel that Hockey Omen, Omen, Kizaka, they have a Meister. I feel that Shudah, we're not going to worry about the unusual case, which is, what we hope. Atkan, we saw. Now we come to new stuff. That's what he said. New paragraph, new topic, new everything. My Damina, the Tirkham of the Subhan. This is the response to Tosafot group, for both sides. The Rabban responded to all, what do we say, the four proofs? He responded to three of them already. He took care of Lechatila. He took care of Av, and he took care of Subhasadi Dal, Shudo. Now he's stuck with what Kasha? Heard his Kasha, say both. The Vidali, the Mitzvah, the whole famous Dal. He has to respond to it right now. My Damina, the Pirkin, the son of the Lama Medbeis. This is very, very carefully. The Rabbi Allah, the Kavanah made him a Sira Kaisen. Follow Yadi, hey, Minayo Begash. Shun the Kostal, the Dante, the Chi, hey, the Rabbi Meir, for the Simul Shwab, Mishum Leder, the Sira Kaisen. Hoki Nami Bor, Rabbi Allah, the Messiah, the Sira, the Sira, the Sira, the Sira, the Sira, the Sira Kaisen. He's not asking the kasha, he's still going to give me the terror. He's answering the kasha right now. The next word is answering the kasha. Right now he's answering. Look what he says. Kishem shetzarach tiva l'shma Rabbi Lata. Afiu l'ksheisha made a pesima. Why? Rishiv the lekel lemeim of the cost of a pesima zayin of the why? Sherei pomim shein aid in the cost of again. And if the tiva is an absolute necessity in that kind of a case, kach tarach tiva l'shma. They should pomim shu nimzar b'yedei b'sira. And no aid of pesima. If you tell me that's not, there's a two track, there's a Chassima track and a Mesira track, so why is the Mesira Shalom Lishma no good, then it works on the Chassima track, and the Chassima track works. That's the Kasha, okay? That's the Kasha. You understand the Kasha clearly? One more time. If the Rabban says there's two tracks, if you're rich, a Mesira track and a Chassima track, two independent tracks, so if it's Mesira Shalom Lishma, let it work as the Chassima track. Now, A, they Mesira Meyacha, forget about that. If the Chassima track works, that's the Kasha. And if the Rabban doesn't work that way. What's established on both sides? There's a custom. Listen carefully on both sides. Rabbi Meir says, do we see the Gemara with it on the Maramakom with officials? Ba'ashpa? Is that the Gemara? Do you all know Ashpa? Yeah, Ashpa. Rabbi Meir says, I'm Rabbi Nachman. Oh, Mahoy Rabbi Meir, I feel the Matzah Ba'ashpa, the custom of the Nafla Kasha. Quote Rabbi Meir, there's no need to feel the Shah. But it's a bigger Kasha, it's the Rabbah. The two tracks, let's say there's a Chassima track, you shouldn't require Chassima Lishma, even though Lachal HaMaisa. Said that amount is inconceivable. Why is it inconceivable? Since sometimes the Chassima has to do the Shema for sure. When there's no way to Chassima without the Gamal Azar, so it always has to do the Chassima Lishma. You need to add it to Chassima. So you don't say the two independent tracks, Rabbi Lazar reduces to Rabbi Meir. No! Because if Rabbi Lazar holds from a different possibility, I think it'd be a good guess. And in that kind of case, the kotzav means the kotzav mamish, the writing of the signature, you need the shema. You need the shema even in a case where they happen to be in a chassidim. So it's about the siman avamina. Even though the kotzav, even though in this particular case, you have an Eidei Chassima track, it doesn't make a difference. The Kosta Venosa has to be the Shema of Kodra Hashem. It's a beautiful sound. Mwah! Sweet as sugar. You're the effort. Yep. Oh, ho. Oh, ho. Oh, ho. Oh, ho. Oh. Give it a yes.
water. This is low water with the filter. You know, it's lower that one. So put it through. Put it through. I got it warm in one. I got that something. Put on well. Something on you. See who they ask. Let's say it's exactly the same as the Zuyot Mitzofa. What does the Zuyot Mitzofa mean? It's more than valid. If you have Eidem Mitzofa, no Eidem Mitzofa. If Eidem Mitzofa was plus Eidem Mitzofa, excuse me, Eidem Mitzofa was plus Eidem Mitzofa, it's not good. Is it exactly the same thing over here? Finish your sentence. What do you want to say? And the reason why I need Ksiva Lishma, because the other one's name is kind of a Mizuyah Mitzofa. What are you asking? According to the two-track theory, so the reason why Ksiva is no good is that it's Mizuyah Mitzofa.
Hold on.
I'll give you an answer on a simple level. Mizuyah Mitzofa with Pashas is the Rabbana. The Pash of Shah, the Mizuyah Mitzofa is the Rabbana. And here's some of our love of the right. Let's leave it at that for the moment. Let's come back to it. Now there are backers on the next paragraph. Umitshuva, Sheheshiv Abaya Talamit. Yamina, Eva the boy Abalaz, there are Ksiva Lishma. Nesina Lishma, mi boy. Right? You don't need a Lishma. Alma, Rabbi Yirmiyah Mesira Kiksiva. Utrika Lishma, Afilu Yesha Merechatima. Mamash Nebis Ksiva. Bahayma de Makshina de Mepharkina de Perakamad Av Gimel. Here are Belaz of Hasima Lo Gvoi. Zaki Yavla Vesnei Shnaim Yavla. Right, Vesnei Befana Nechla Befana Nechla. You don't need a Hasima at all. Vavle de Mesira Rekarsi. Why is it not valid? Look here, Yudah. Kilo Barbala Zaha Sima Lishma, Echad Lega Eden. Klap. Echad Yig Eden Noi, Damar Ababa, Bazir Pitoko. Kahoka Nami Mishat, Sivoto, Nifsa, why? Look at every word here. Chai Shina. We say Chai Shina, what do you mean? Add the next word. Chai Shina what? With the Rabbana, incorrect. Silva, Masala, Vlo Eden Mesira. Eide chasima nami kar, see the Rambam Chitarit? The chasima zu, the ishalo lishma, eina koreset. You stop right over here. Stop right here. Don't move. Eina koreset. But what does that mean? What does that mean? What do the words mean? Here we have a slight problem. The Rambam is saying like this. Listen carefully. Which means, if I have a get, and this get was written, this get was signed, Shalom Lishma. The reason why I get it right now, possible with the Rabbanan, and I cannot even give it over in the presence of two Eidim Mesira, is for fear that I give it over in the presence of nobody. And I give the get with two kosher Eidim Mesira to my wife, there's nobody there. It's good. She's a terrific. But if there are what? But if I give a star signed by Eidim Hasima Shalom Lishma, and I give it to my wife and nobody's looking, that's no good midoraita. Why is it no good midoraita? Ain't a koreta. No good midoraita. So therefore, they said that even if I give it over the presence of two Eidim, it's no good, because we're afraid, if I give it over, it's not a burden of two Eidim, and it'll be Tosla Midoraita. So then if I give it over the front of two Eidim, it's Tosla Midorabono. This is the famous Ramban's understanding of the Zion Mitzvah. Any questions, everybody? Any questions? I have a question. My question is overwhelming to me, absolutely overwhelming to me. I asked the Chiddush Ramban, this is a big Ramban day today. Ramban and Rav Gimel quote an opinion which maintains, Rabotai, listen carefully, that if you have, quote an opinion, let me read you inside because it'll be easier. Here I belong to Ksiva the Shema Boy Bukule. The Afa Gav the Ika Ede the Heka the Ede Chasima. The Rabbi Lazar. Ede Chasima Karti. Miu Lo Boy Lishma. This first view maintains the opposite of the Mokam, and the opposite of what is later in the Chiddush, that according to Rabbi Lazar, Mezoraisa, you never need Chasima Lishma. And you know what? That's what I thought.
I'm like always like an underdog. So I thought, what did Rabban seem to say before? That leave out all discussion in the Gemara, the Seva, the definition of a Katav can never change. So he said, even if you're going to have a case, we have a Nechassima, still, you think Seva and Seva and Shema, Seva and Seva and Ahava, meaning Seva and Maskana. Why? I have a Nechassima. What about Rav Meir's track? The answer is Rav Meir's track was Rav Meir's only track. He learned the custom means the custom, he can finally get the garbage and sign his good. That's his only track. But since we have the primary track of any Mesira, which means Mesira, Mesira. So therefore those two, Mesira and Mesira, always the Mesira Shema. Mesira and Mesira, now have a minute, Mesira and Matkan. I think the corollary of that should be that Chassima should never need the Shema. Should never need the Shema. Who cares, Koretta? Who cares? Chassima should never need the Shema. You can't have it both ways. If the Ramban said we can never shake the definition of the Kasab Law the Shema, Lakula, and say you don't need the Seva the Shema when there are Eid Chassima. You don't need the Seva the Shema, the Dina, when there are Eid Chassima. Which means the other part should be also good. We should never be able to change the definition of the concept of the Shema, the Chumra, and say you require a Chassima of the Shema with the Raisa when there's no way to receive it. That's my cash. I thought the first day that I'm out of the name was said. Who understands what I just said? No one understands what I just Rabban is Tushin. He rejects, Rabban in fact rejects it because of the Mazir Bitoko. He doesn't reject the Mitzvah. He says it can't be because of Mazir Bitoko. He says, Alone Hira. This can't ain't you asking the Echadika, it is Mitzvah, the Enon, how is Mazir Bitoko? I have a typo here. And Mazir Bitoko. If another Rabban in. Well, Ahmed, I feel it is Echasima, but good, Lobin and the Shema. The Lech of the Mechas, the Mosan, the Chalayah. What's the problem with Zir Mitzalko? Heretic is saying, he doesn't spell it out, but this is over here in the Irish, that it's Chassimah's Peretic, Shalol, Lishma, Ain't the Peretic. Yes, I'm asking a question. How do you know? How do you know? If the Kasab Law Lishma means only the Ksiva, then how do you know that Chassimah should sign the Shema is not correct? How do you know? Yes. The right to Kasha out here. Zuya Bitova Tabon and why? If I get to get over with Aiden and Ksiva Shalom Lishma, in front of you two Aiden, that's the Rabbon. Why is the Rabbon? What are we afraid about? We're afraid, I'll give it over, no annoying over there. That's the right to. Why? What's wrong with that? The level of the right to. What's wrong? Have Aiden. Shalom Lishma, right, but the kosher ate it, and I gave it to my wife. So what's wrong with the law? Perfect. What's supposed to give it to Eretz? Zera, Ksima, Atu, Ksima. And the Rabbi rejects that Eretz. Why they reject it, perhaps we'll get to it in a minute. But he rejects it, Eretz. He doesn't accept any Zera. If I have a chance, I'll get to it in a minute. If you get the Rajma today, we'll explain why. Yes? Yeah, what were you saying? Yeah, it's right there, yeah, no? Fair enough to know. What's right there, yeah, so what are you saying? Now, how many of you need to steal the Shema? That pays off. We don't pass to steal the Shema. No, the Shema. If they give it to the Zav, we can give them both over the Shema. They don't need to steal the Shema. But both, does everyone understand my kasha? Anyone understand my kasha? Anyone that you want to do, I'm asking, raise your hand for that. I'm told that was the one person, or two people. One person. Three people. I said a kasha one more time. I think this kasha is a bombshell kasha. Rabbi Shai, the Rabban taught us to his soul to answer such a kasha that the definition of the kasha is unshakable. The kasha below the Shema, Kotav Balaza, the Kotav means writing. Kotav Meir, the Kotav means signing. Right? Everyone knows that? That's the student of Gimel Abdal. Everyone knows that already, right? Kotav Abdali passed in both tracks. The Rabbalaza track and the Rabbeya track. Correct your Ramban, Akasha. If that's the case, let's say, if you have any Kasima, you shouldn't need Ksiva Lishma. Shouldn't need Ksiva Lishma with the Raisa. Go take it out of the garbage. I haven't found a reason to say that. The Ritva talks about the possibility, doesn't really say it. If you could find a reason to say it, I'd be appreciative. Someone should say it. Someone should say, we pass like the rib, two separate, completely independent tracks. If you have any chasima, you can pick up the gas of the garbage. I don't think anyone to say it. Why don't we say it, Taka? Why not? Because the trust of law is defined as chasima. Put it on there, because it's only chasima. The quarter of a lazar. If a chasima works without any chasima at all, so if a chasima means a chasima, it always means a chasima. And an avina always means a nesina. So you're going to always need a chasima, the shema, even though you have any chasima, you always need a mesir, the shema, an avina, even though you have any chasima. And the salt is kasha. You can't say salad in the shema, because you always need a mesir, the shema, and you need a chasima, the shema. That's the Ramban, the Gemara of the Gesserit. My only question is, what do you do with chasima? The definition of the kasav is unchanging. It always means the halach of the kasav. And the hafmin of ul-masar, but it should not mean the kasav. The same as if there's no edit chasima because it doesn't mean the kasav. Now you throw an edit chasima, it shouldn't mean it either. So if I give edit chasima, and the get is given over with edit chasima, it should be a good get, it's all right. Even like Tosh, all the shema. That's my cash. Yes.
What
rush? Oh, wow. So we're saying, Adi, the Kiddush Neira. We're saying, Adi, is that the get is really a good get. The perfectly valid get, 100%. Well, the thing is, she can't remarry based on it, because we also don't have a good proof. And we'll leave it up in bed. As we said, the rush there. There's more step. The Kiddush got what you're saying. Maybe we'll come to it. But it's not the partial shot in the Ramban. Ramban says, ain't a correct means that she's really not divorced. Not only she's not divorced in bed, she's not divorced in Shemayim either. That's no good. That's the problem. Now I'll answer this problem with another problem. How in the world can the Gemara think they didn't receive the Shema? You didn't have a meaning. What's the source of the Shema in the Holy Torah? Everyone knows. Rashi says, because I've loved the Shema. Has they been not on law? Let me ask you a question. Has they been not on law? You know, it's a heckish. It's a voracious borrow. They don't make a heckish every 2 words. That's to be a conscious, it's either a, you know. Could be a historic, above, it could be like this at both times. But the Gemara means to say as follows. It says the cost of law, and law is ma'akev, shema. What's unique about the kasa? What special characteristics does the kasa have? The kasa is an indispensable part of the divorce process. The kasa is an indispensable part of the divorce process. You cannot have a divorce that you wrote down on a piece of paper, Ari'at, Luteres, Lachol, Ozo. You didn't write it down, they're not divorced. Forget about it. You didn't write it down, they're not divorced. Okay? Finish. Now that, obviously, get a blank piece of paper, the woman, she's not divorced. Everyone understands that. Not divorced. Good. Oh. Oh. The Gemara thinks that they evolve. Look, the same way that you have to give the get over to the woman, the same way as the Siva is indispensable, so too the Mesira is indispensable. You can't have a woman divorced if you don't give it a get. That's obvious. Remember with me? You can't have a woman divorced if you didn't give her a get. She has to have to get in the hand if you give it to her. So the same way as the Siva requires a Shema is indispensable, so too the Mesira, which is indispensable, also requires the Shema. So the Gemara understands that whatever is indispensable requires the Shema. Says the Ramban, you know what? When there's no Eid and Mesira, the Chasima is indispensable. got to make a chesed. So whatever is indispensable requires lishma. I'll ask me, but the Gemara concluded that mesira does not require lishma. The answer is clear. Mesira is not even in the guf haget. Mesira doesn't is not something which is written in the piece of paper. It's not comparable so much to the chesed. But chesima, when it's indispensable and it's written in the paper, has to be lishma midah or raisa. That's how I understand shita ta haramba. Now. But since, listen carefully, But we would not say, Rabotai, here's my bottom line. The kosar really means the halakha maisa, the kosar means only ksiva. That's all. Never meant the seed either. The seed was indispensable. But they have the marco navami that requires a shmo. Chasima, when in fact, on both sides, when in fact it's indispensable, then it requires the shmo, not because it's called the kosar, because it's indispensable. And the first thing about Rabban says, no, the shit. Once you reject the seed of the shmo, you reject chasima the shmo too, even if it is indispensable. Whatever is not the kosar, doesn't require the shmo. And certainly this is the different chesed zor. He has to catch it the other way around. Hey, assuming the Ramban is right, that chasima, listen carefully, that chasima requires the shmo b'doraisa when it's only the mitzvah, which the Ramban said the ferish and the luchamis. But that's the case. You should say it's always required b'doraisa. To the other extreme. Rabbi, I have a question. Does chasima require the shmo b'doraisa? The three answers: always, sometimes, never. SAT, 44th ranking. Always, sometimes, or never. Right? Who says never? First thing, Rabbah, never requires a shmo b'doraisa. You're annoying the Jews. We explain that because it's not part of the kosher. Who said sometimes? The Ramban. If they're annoying the Mitzvah, it was indispensable, requires the Shlom and the Raisa. If they're annoying the Mitzvah, it does not. Only the Ramban was Ziyah Mitzvah. But there were those who say the Ziyah Mitzvah was the Raisa. Yes, sir. The opinion exists. The Ramban quotes, the Rashi quotes, the Shlom and the Ramban quotes. That you need that it's no good midoraisa. Why is it no good midoraisa? I can give you the svara. But the Ramban said, whatever it's amim, requires the shmo midoraisa, always requires the shmo midoraisa. And if you need ksiva and mesira once when you have no idea chasim you need a midoraisa, even if you have a chasim you need a midoraisa, that's the Ramban's whole thesis. Flip the thesis around chasima. If you need chasima to be the shmo midoraisa, when there was no way to mesira, let's require it to be the shmo b'doraisa, even when there are the mitzvah, the Ramban's own thesis. He answers, you can only say that by a piece which itself is indispensable. Siva and Mesiri have to have no matter what. So therefore you can argue, you have to have it no matter what. And sometimes it has to be the shmo, it always has to be the shmo. But chasima, you can't say it's indispensable. We pass on halacha, again, with no way that chasima is absolutely valid. You can't say the shmo, since sometimes it must be the shmo, so it's always the shmo to be the shmo. Right, so we reject that point of view. So I said the point even better. It's not part of the kashav. The only what which makes it require the shmo is its indispensability. Not indispensable, not. As opposed to the kashav, and maybe the venosan, that's part of the question. When you say venosan, so that, in the Havid, you say venosan would require the shmo in all cases, according to Shita Ramban, then we have the question, we have to give this answer, that the kashav is not always needed. If you say the maskana, the venosan is not required the shmo at all, then you can say, no, even better than that. Only if it's either the kashav, that's only the thing which requires, always requires the shmo, siva, and chasima is a different story. Only if the indispensability requires the shmo, otherwise not. The kitzanimah, this is what we have to say about this paragraph of the Ramban. Any questions? Maybe they'll confuse me, go over it a few times and catch it. Yes. What's the Sarah doing with Jewish? You do not have to show them. What's the doing with Jewish? The whole discussion is based upon Avami. Yes. The first sheet of the Ramban says as follows. The definition of the kosav is unchanging. The kosav lo lishma is only ksiv. Sure, the Havanim is here required the shema. It's rejected. Once it's rejected, the only thing which requires the shema of the raisa is ksiv. Period. I'm a ksiv as koreset. So what? I'm a ksiv as koreset. So what? So what? Koreset. You want to correct that to me, you need the shema? The class of law, the shema, that's all. That's what I would have said. Left to my own devices, I would be the underdog and hold up the first day of the Ramban. But is this, you mean, is this me and them, and they have no names? Is this me? I'm not going to give you a name. You say that Rabbi Raven held it, you know, the Riff held it, some other girl, I would go inside. It's anonymous, it's just me. Just me, not going to do too well. So, what can I do? But that's what I would have said up to me. Because it doesn't change either way. It's around mind of your soul. Whatever is indispensable in the chest of the get itself is also an akid. We got it from the idea of Messiah and Avamina. So Jekka is not part of the get itself, but Chasima is acceptable to the demon. Called the Ramban. So it's correct. The Nailer of both sides. We don't say that since you sometimes need it, you always need it. That's only by what's called the kasa, but only by something which is itself indispensable. Not as a lishma, but it itself has to exist, just to see the mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't have to exist at all. So therefore, you don't apply the principle, it has to always be lishma. That's how we explain. Any questions? Can either be good or bad? Do you understand everything, or none of my dragon has a question? We will leave it. Look carefully there, Rabbi, if it's there. It's there. It's there. Okay. We have a Rashba, but I imagine most of you haven't seen a Rashba yet, am I correct? So we'll hold the Rashba for next week. We'll go back to the actual Ramban that I assume right now everyone did see. Let's analyze for a moment that line in the Ramban which we saw earlier today, which we sort of went over quickly until we come back to it. Okay? Let's analyze that line. Let's analyze that line carefully. It's one line, Im Toma. The Ramban is not sure about something. What is he not sure about? You know, everyone can feel good. But the Ramban is not sure. The Godel Hador, the Godel Hador, so you and I are not sure how bad should we feel. What's the Ramban unsure about? What's the case he talks about? Kostav, no. Kostav Umasar, Kostav Umasar. Right, that's the case. Shim Toma. One line, let's focus on this one line. I want everyone to pay them this one line, to underline it. Shim Toma, Kostav Umasar Larishin, Vishuv and the Yochal Akhlov and the Lipa Vashani. Is there Vishuv or Shuv in your thing? Vishuv? Okay. And the Yochal Akhlov and the Lipa Vashani. That's all I want to talk about. Just that one line. That's a half a line. What are you not sure about? Here's the case. Look. I have a piece of paper that Chaim sells his house to Ari. David Bokhev Elu. How should you look at it? Okay? Give it over to Ari. The balding. Chaim now is approached by Eitan. What? How do you know what it's worth? Half a million.
I'll give you $600,000. I'll give you six.
Yeah. I think you have another stock. Wait a minute. I have sold the document account to Aton, Bob Castello. I'm there for the son. I'll buy you a taco. You guys walk in with the same piece of paper. It said that I am sold the house to him some time. We have a, that's what I am, sold his house, took his address, and he put that. What's this? Remember, you know, I now leave you. Now, I Kyle could have been smart. He could have prepared two stars. See, we'll sell it to him with your money. But Kyle wasn't so he gave it, made it only for Adi. He gave it to Adi. And then Adi walked in. There was no star. Had there been a star, says the Rambam, you know, clearly, they're not nothing called a skier. But there was no star. Maybe Adi was calling at 12 o'clock noon, and Adi was calling at 12:05. Who's it? That's a clear. My mind is not sure. Let me ask the head of the family with a cheer. What is he not sure about? What is he not sure about? Yes? You think it should make no difference. And the Ramban says, Tomar, if you'll say that once you give it to Adi, you can no longer give it to Eitan and have a split, that's just a passing fancy. It really should make no difference. Why? Because no matter how you slice it, it's not moving on me talking about Toshkir. But the Ramban considered that possibility. However, there was really think about two other possibilities. So the Ramban is not sure about two points. One, can you back out? Chaim will come to Bezdin at 12:30. Say, I sold my house to Adi at 12 o'clock. I want to back out. Ramban, maybe can you do that? And if not, you can't back out totally. Back to a pledge. You can give it, you can sell it to Eitan. Not sure. What? This is let me say this svara. You know, this svara is not my own original svara. Rav Soloveitchik, it's one of the Rav who has it in his kuntra. So we have the kuntra to look inside. You have a copy. And we can be together. Those who have it. Page 226. Okay. I'm going to talk about the 12th line. He says, the Elu, the line starts the word Akeh. The Elu Hayal and Alopish, Shem Akazav and Matal Arishim, the Vakak Kazav and Matal Arishini, the Vakol Biel Method, the Vadai Hayal Ak, that is the Vadai, it's over there, it's not sure. Hayal Ak Rav Meir Tov Ashuda. Why? Because if you are Gavna, the Hayal Omer, the Yiknu Shvei and Bishavet. Why? Sure, as the Zesh and Matal Arishila, the Vadai Kana. Why? Who Kamu? Let me come. The Tisat Baal Hashtar Mashlima Et Amuchach Mitoko. Amuchach Mitoko. What does that mean? Now once I gave Adi the star at 12 o'clock high noon, he has the star. There's no other star in the world. Adi wins. And once he wins, the game is over. And he cannot come in on appeal. Like, you know, they have all these games, you know, there's football. Is there, he didn't go to the appeal? No appeal. The game is over, he won, and... Ooh. And why it's different that the two stars in existence before? The game is the Ramban agreed. That's over, you know. Skip a few lines, please. Skip a few lines. Ella. Why the word Ella? Ella vadai ma'asheish le'olof b'shainu shem akata v'kata v'umata v'umata. That's all about the yom. The doctor, the shi'ai gavu na'minen, the ain't fi'i b'al ashtar ma'ashim at the book of mitofo, so that's not why. Look at this. Hey yo. U'kvayesh shama shtar acher. Parentheses. Avshir akinitza v'adalon in star. Ha-sofer. Bold print. La'avuchat mitofo. Shall I star reach out? Shall I have a whole Kamadako, the other to the Makal, and throw the star saying, he should cross Nifta, the Esther Prabhu, Kayam Olam. Will I see a Nimsa Gama Star Shani? Shuvla Yadika is the Shako then, Kodam, Shall I have my name, Shavane? The Dav, the Kiagab, the Lamahanya, the Star, Lahashim, and the Muka Mitoko. We are mayor of the Matthew Book of the Top of the Story Kenyan, Happy to the Yaklaku. The Shneem Kono, the Shav of the Top of Yo! End quote. But the thing will be a wild of Shack. He's saying that the reason why the Ramban is speaking the possibility that Adi got it first in his hand before the Shah Tatum was ever written, why Adi wins is because Nukak Mitoko with his pizza. It's only the two stars are in existence in the world before he got it in his hand, so we ready right away the competition is already in existence in the world, so therefore we say Aklok with Nukak Mitoko. That's what the Ramban thinks. What's the counter for that? What now? What's the counter for that? The super study now is different, but let's get to it later. Let's get to it later. What's the counter for that? The counter is obvious. Look, I gave the star to Ike at 12 o'clock by noon. You're going to say, we're going to be total, just because right now at 12 o'clock, there's no other document in the world? Yeah, today was a typewriter, except one button. Judith. You have a new star on your printer, laser printer. Comes out in 30 seconds. 20 seconds a page. 20 seconds. What is it? Fast printer. 20 seconds a page. In 20 seconds, comes out a new document. Right? You can have it signed easily, give it to ASAP. Well, no, it doesn't exist yet right now in the world. It's in the computer. It's not the computer, so I have a pen. I don't think in my pen to write another document. That's what the Ramban is not sure about. Maybe we should say that even if Kayan gave it Adi at 12 noon, it's not Mukha Kvitoko until Shkia. Even though there is no other star in existence right this minute. You can write it in 2 seconds. You can print up another one. That's what the Ramban is not sure of. Should we say the throw that the Rav had? That Mukha Kvitoko at that moment was no competition? Or maybe we should say not that way. Maybe we should say it's not the Mukha Kvitoko because we all know till 7 something tonight when Shkia comes. You can always write up another document. That's what the Ramban is not sure. The Ramban is not sure. Now, as a matter of fact, the Ran argues on this, on the Ramban. Take a look on the Ran that we saw yesterday. Okay, let's go back to the Ran for the moment. Come on, please, the Ran. What did the Ran say? The Ran didn't like this business. Where's the Ran? In the first narrow line on page Memchet, Mashakasa, the old Haina shooter, that mean a healthy have a lefisha, what's the doctor's reaching the shiny itzah, ain't a makuba cloud. Shekevan, Shaona, Yoda, Bavada, Shemachmas, Ede, Hasima, Shnei, and Zoka, Bishavet. No. Not what I want. What I want is the Ran in the previous page. That's what I want. terrible. And the previous page we had was end with this. Don't have a few more minutes to go. We'll begin this now. It's around on page Mem Zayin. Those few lines in the paper, still have to write a few lines. So we'll begin the discussion today. Which on Monday, believe that there, we will continue this discussion of this page Mem Zayin. And when we finish, we'll get to the Rashba, which is today's Ramakam. So no new Ramakam this Monday, okay? Right, let's see, that's the one, some of that popular demand. No, get that right. How do you know? They try to get less money. They like some better. It's possible. They're both sides. This, let's start the run. I will do caution and I will show you. Is words do you want in your edition? Who did this? Who did this? Some static, otherwise all of the run in the world, not your edition. It's amazing. Okay, I will do caution and I will show you. I didn't do it. Okay, I didn't do it. We know the Gemara. Shnei Shtara Tayotim V'yom Echad. Yavah Makol from Shmuel Ma'ashur Zedayni. Yukim Nerav Rav Meir Amei Demet Kutim Mekarti. Yilk Shneim Zohar Kiyach. Kaim and Lov Kutsu Shof. Shmuel Krav Alodah. Amei Demet Kutim Mekarti. Yilk Zeshen Yilk Zeshen Yilk Zeshen Yilk Zeshen mit loya din hay ne yoy din shuda shuda dai ba hasam kein balan kishmuel dir am nach und auf is vil ey aber auf der was von kaver sei mit kein balan zu gemo help dir am nach und bedini aber help us dir aber la dir afish da shi the new story now we take away our focus for the moment from the question of what Allah meant to the new question we pass na kabalaz mishtara tanat. The Mefurish Gemara Ksubas that tells in effect he passed the Gemara to Bishtaris. Why? Because he passed in Shuda the dining. It's a very important question. We'll just read the Ramban and then we'll stop. We know the Ramban's response will read the tape for Monday. See what the Ramban's out. Shekisha Amru Sham, the Rav Meir Kolkin, the Lech Shuda the dining. Eli Abelazar, Chaimel Amand Esvile, the Eidav Bachatsumov Zochelo. Woo-hoo! A new phrase, Eidav Bachatsumov Zochelo. The magical, mystical phrase, which we'll have to analyze more on Monday. And how do you know that Shmuel holds that way? It's in Bava Mitzvah, he holds that way. But I feel Gimel, Iran, Dikwas with that. Hilkop, Keva, the Eidah, Bakasum of Zokalo, Bereshtei, and Kilu Nechtu, Bisho Achat, Akilu Masa, Bakasa, Bamasa, Shnei, and Kona, Mishat, Sima, She, the Shnei, and Kiyeva. Hilkop, Eina, the Yochali, Apos, Kova, Shozeh, Mikova, Shozeh, Umay, Shudah, Ikal, and Ema. That's the Gemara in Saturday, the Subah. Aval anan, keva de kaimala, the low pani de ede chasima, the mote shtara liyode, against ede bachasuma zafala, afil rabbi meir, ikil de meva tshuda, shari bishar, shakosalem, lo konu klum, elamishar, shamotalem, hu shakonin. The top of muscle, the region, the cause of muscle, the shani, the shemuscle, the tila kana, the do eitha amuka, the derech lintos mi mena. Woo! If I must say so myself, it's a deep eitha, says the Rambam. The saying is that the maitha, even according to his mayor, you can say shuza. Problem, major problem, without the mucha mitofa. We have to go in to discuss Ramban, since we contradict Ramban later. Later Ramban says, you need to wait from Sofayom. And now he's saying, that's only if you hold Hidabah Kusuma Zafalo. So he's modifying what he says later on in the next page. But on Monday, we'll go through it slowly. But you have to say, over Rosh Hashanah, the Chazah, we're looking until now, it's a failure because he didn't see it. But you all see the Chazim of Tov. I don't have any Muslims today or anything other than Hashkafa, because tonight at 10:35, as you know, we'll be here. We'll have a public Shia and all of it. Nervous on the Nagavanya. Okay.